Each and every one of us is a shape-shifting son of a bitch. We are the sky, but we can also appear as the clouds or the groundedness of the density of Earth. We are the fifth element, which is ether, and ether controls all the other elements. Earth, air, water, fire. Ether, the fifth element, controls the other four. That's you. That's awareness. So know that you're never stuck. The external reality is not solid. It is very, very, very fucking malleable. It's as malleable as you are awake to self, meaning awareness, consciousness. So friends, we need to understand that our problems, our depressions, our hates, our poverty is just a habit. Okay, you are a master creator, but you got to step in right now and decide who you want to be, and you got to discipline yourself to show up in that energy every day. Because folks, we are creating with energy. Energy, 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 energy. We're creating with energy, and that is consciousness, and that is thought, and that is feeling, that is imagining. So if your thoughts are sloppy, your imagining is sloppy, you're...
Joy is very hard to come by whenever you're going through something like this.
In 5 or 6 years, maybe sooner than that, will be just AI-generated content. So, music, videos...
And that was very casually said, but it made me stop the interview right there because it seemed like something to be taken very seriously.
Wait. I'm a little bit triggered, and I make a video being a little bit triggered. Doesn't happen very often, but let me tell you about what I saw on TikTok last night. There's this creator that I like to follow. Her name is Jen Hamilton. She is a nurse, like a labor and delivery nurse, and I like what she has to say about women's health. Sometimes she makes political content, and I'm not going to comment on whether or not I like her political content. But kind of recently, she made a video where she sat reading the Bible, and there's a political slant to it. So a lot of people got really mad about that and gave her hate, and a lot of people really liked it. You know, we're kind of half and half, right? But that was months ago, 6 maybe, and last night I saw her post a video of an email that she received from a fan saying, "I made this about what happened to you." She started to play, it was a song. Somebody wrote a song about what had happened to her on social media. And this song was very religious in nature. It was all like sung from the point of view of Christ. And it moved Jen, the creator.
Imagine being able to build an app with your name on it, just by thinking about it, just by thinking about it, just by thinking about it. Meet
to absolute tears, and everybody in the comments, just tears. Everybody's just saying things like, "This is the spirit." Actually, I'm going to read you some of them. "This is worship music. I'm an atheist, but this brought me to tears. I've never been moved by Christian music before, ever. Well done, Josh M." Josh M. That's apparently who wrote the song and sent it to her. Somebody says, "Josh M. took us to church. I listened to the song, and after about 5 seconds, I was like, oh, this is AI. Like, fully AI." Completely auto-tuned.
You hold my hands and my feet.
Some lyrics that don't make sense.
For a spirit at my flesh and bones as you see me have.
And then you go to Josh's profile, and he doesn't really have one. He has a photo of Jesus and this song playing in the background. And so I went to comments on, you know, where he posted it. Everybody is just moved beyond belief at his songs. Where else the most crystal clear voice that you've ever heard blowing away the judges of America's Got Talent?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul.
And send it to my kids, you know. And my kids are like, let's call her Aunt Susie. Aunt Susie, does Aunt Susie think this is real? And probably Aunt Susie does, right? I have also been on Facebook and seen like a video of a huge humpback whale on a ship, like a fishing ship, just like on the ship, and all of the fishermen are picking barnacles off the whale, and every comment is like, oh my gosh, these people are saving this whale, this is so amazing. And then I go visit the page that actually posted it. Every single...
To start a podcast with Riverside, all you need...
Each and every one of us is a shape to it immediately and come into the frequency that you do want to see. That is the power of your malleability. That is the power of you being fluid. And
now is a state of confusion, illusion, and lostness. We're living in an image of ourselves right now instead of the true self. So the pathway that is described to you as authenticity, that's the journey for you right now. It's the journey for me, it's the journey for all of us. It's the journey of authenticity. It's not the journey of perfection. It's not the journey of glamour necessarily, because you're becoming more powerful, but you know, you probably won't feel very powerful right now, and you might not be feeling very polished right now. You might say, Kerry, I'm actually wobbling right now. That's cool. You're wobbling into power. Most of us are doing it that way. We're not entering the higher realm through a state of being gurus, state of perfection, or perceived perfection, which is actually nothing more than performance. We're entering into a higher realm through raw.
You can see the code in our conversation history. This version shows hand layout per code so each pull is clear. Fully self-documenting, no comments, no return types. Keeps the slots pull feel while cleanly displaying samples.
Earlier this year, online payments changed forever, and you probably didn't even notice. Every internet user... Earlier this year, online payments changed forever, and you probably didn't even notice. Every internet user has heard of the HTTP status code 404 not found. But if you're a web developer, you might have nightmares about status code 500, internal server error, which happens when your shoddy deployed code breaks in production. But there's one HTTP status code that's just been sitting there since 1997, waiting for its moment to shine. 402. Payment required. It was reserved for future use back when the web was young and optimistic, but now 3 decades later, we're still figuring out how to handle money on the internet without giving platforms like Stripe a 3% cut before the privilege of pressing some buttons. Well, that's about to change thanks to a new protocol developed by Coinbase called X402 that enables micropayments that can turn every API request into a tiny cash register with zero fees. And what's especially crazy is that these payments are instantaneous, frictionless, and open the door for machine-to-machine payments. Like, imagine an entire AI economy where AI agents are paying other AI agents to do whatever AI agents do. What could possibly go wrong? In today's video, we'll find out by taking a closer look at X402 and its promise to revolutionize the way money moves on the internet. It is November 26, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. One thing that sucks about platforms like Stripe is that they charge a 30-cent fee per transaction, which makes them overly complex for certain use cases. Like, if you have an API where you charge 1 penny per request, you'd be running at a negative 3,000% profit margin. That's not acceptable even by Silicon Valley standards, so the solution is to force users to authenticate OAuth, verify a credit card, then either buy subscriptions or credits on your platform for a higher dollar amount, and then replenish them when they run out. It's complicated, but X402 dramatically simplifies this workflow. In fact, it only takes one line of middleware code in Node.js to get up and running. If a buyer makes a request to a paid API endpoint, the server responds with an HTTP 402 code, which means a payment is required to complete the request. This like the route you want to protect quest. This like the route you want to protect quest. This like the route you want to protect quest. This like the route you want to protect the price, the amount of time allowed to complete the purchase, and the decentralized network that will handle the transaction. And as a seller, that's basically all there is to it. If we now open up the app on localhost as a potential customer and hit that URL, we get a 402 response that will require us to make a payment. In a web app, the end user can use a wallet extension like MetaMask or Coinbase Wallet to complete the transaction. Then once that's complete, they'll receive a response with the knowledge of a 33rd degree Freemason. That's cool and all, but buyers can also make payments programmatically. If we go back to the code, we can use the X402 fetch library, which can do all sorts of things, including handle the payment request automatically. And that's pretty awesome if you're building a paid API where AI agents can access paid resources on someone else's behalf. And now we can deploy everything together by Dockerizing it, pushing it to GitHub, and then let our hosting or VPS run it in production. I'm not sure I'm ready to let AI make live payments for me, but hey, at least when it drains my bank account, it'll do it efficiently. Huge thanks to Hostinger for sponsoring, and make sure to lock in the discount while there's still time. This has been the Code Report, thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one. Earlier this year, online payments... You're watching the Code Report. One thing that sucks about platforms like Stripe is that they made its promise to revolutionize the way money moves on the internet. It is November 26, 2025, and you're watching the Code Report. One thing that sucks about...
This Black Friday gift cleans your retainer at the touch of a button. No more brushing or tablets. Over 4 years ago, our team of...
So you met Charles Manson in prison, didn't you? What was that story? Can you tell us that?
County jail. In the county jail. But let me tell you, Charlie wasn't the guy that you saw on the TV specials, all right? He was he was like 5'4", 5'5", little scrawny. He was poor, kind of like a bum, really. He had a string for a belt. He tied his pants with a string because he couldn't afford a belt, you know, and everybody else, we dressed, you know, cool, ironed our pants, and so some of the prisoners were going to take advantage of him because they take advantage of anybody that's small, and we found out that he could hypnotize you, so we let him sleep in front of our cell to make sure that nobody would hurt him, and he got us loaded on weed, and three of the guys in the cell, everybody else had like six guys in their cell, we only had three because we were special.
It has a lot of bad things about it. I mean, you're alone a lot and you're in strange cities a lot, but then you get to play a lot. And I think ultimately that's what people in music are after. That's just one of the dues you have to pay to play music. I mean, you can't stay in your hometown and play because, you know, the TV people get tired of seeing you.
Yeah. I'm always going to wonder what it feels like to do what you do up there. I have a feeling, I saw you at Fillmore and a couple other places, and it's really an ecstatic effect that you have. And there's no way my doing those little monologues isn't quite the same thing. I often wonder if...
That's because you're on top of it instead of on the bottom.
I'm on the wrong side of it?
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh. What does it mean I'm on the top of it?
Well, I just thought when I was talking about singing.
Yeah.
It's just like an attitude, I think, that you can approach, well, anything with. Oh, I never thought of it until 5 minutes ago.
Well.
But, you know, it's on the getting on the... underneath, on the movement, the rhythm of whatever you're into instead of just skirting it and looking at it.
I think so. Do you ever have a whole night though when that doesn't happen and you just stand up there and feel like you're not making it?
Well, yeah, but you kind of try and you have little games that you play with yourself to turn yourself on, you know. And then, you know, I've got this band and I can like listen to the horns.
Yeah.
And if they're pushing, the horn players will turn me on. You can usually get yourself going.
You never had a desire to just leave the stage and say, I'm sorry it isn't working tonight, folks?
It's the best thing ever happened to me. I wouldn't believe.
Yeah. If you couldn't do it anymore, you'd be miserable, huh?
Yeah. I hope that by that time I'll have something else that's groovy.
Yeah. Can you picture that? Can you picture yourself suddenly taking a complete turn in your